A handful of mayors gathered on the fourth floor of the Capitol with a simple message: vote no on House Bill 17. Behind them were the big doors to the Senate chamber, but the mayors say, at least metaphorically, their backs are to the wall. Their biggest concern is Palm Bay Representative Randy Fine's proposal to preempt all local business regulations, unless authorized by state law. Palm Shores Mayor Carol McCormack says the rookie Republican is essentially clueless about how government works.
I think you have a lot of new legislators who want to come up here and make a name for themselves, maybe. But I think it's overzealous legislation and not understanding what home rule really means.
Critics of the legislation insist government closest to the people governs best. And the Florida Constitution appears to back that up. In 1968, voters approved an amendment establishing home rule. The problem dates back to the 1800s and the early 1900s. As the country grew, local governments had to rely on states for all their legal power. Legislatures were flooded with requests for special acts or general laws of local application. Home rule gave local governments the power to govern themselves, as long as their ordinances didn't conflict with federal or state law. HB 17 turns all that on its head, says the Florida League of Cities' Scott Dudley.
What happened after that is that when the legislature wants to preempt a local government, they have to pass a bill to do it. This actually reverses it, where if we want to regulate something, we have to go to the legislature and get specific permission in order to do that.
Fine may be a freshman, and HB 17 may be his first bill, but Fine is hardly clueless. The millionaire owner of a casino management business is a Harvard MBA. Fine says he just wants to look at economic development in a different way.
We've been having a broad discussion in this room and frankly around the legislature and around the state about the nature of economic development. And I think we have focused disproportionately around one topic, the idea of incentives. But there are many ways that a state can compete.
Fine says predictable, reasonable, and uniform regulation would add to Florida's corporate appeal.
And one of the ways that states can compete is their regulatory climate. We frankly compete in other ways. We don't have an income tax, and that appeals to many people in thinking about coming to Florida.
Fine says he deliberately left out which business regulations the bill would preempt because he wanted to give local governments flexibility. That raises constitutional issues about vagueness. And it leaves critics like Tallahassee Democratic Representative Loren Owsley grasping for examples.
I think it's important, if we're voting on this, for us to kind of know what those, you know, is it possible for us to get a list of that, to know what is expressly already authorized and what we're, you know, what we're looking at here.
Critics immediately turned to zoning and whether local governments would still be able to bar or regulate not-so-family-friendly enterprises.
In this community, you will notice, we do not have adult entertainment in Leon County, and that is an ordinance that was passed in the 80s. The local government made that decision. Is it your position that that's a zoning decision and that that would not be impacted by this?
Fine says he's been assured the bill wouldn't leave local governments that helpless. Fine promised a House panel he would make sure all their questions were answered. But the League's Dudley says Fine's bill isn't the only assault on home rule. Community redevelopment agencies are under attack, as well as local government control of telecommunications and ride-hailing apps like Uber and Lyft. One of the biggest concerns is what HB 17 would mean for local power to protect the environment. Sierra Club lobbyist David Cullen uses the example of fertilizer ordinances that keep pollution out of waterways. Fine's bill would create an expensive trap, Cullen warns.
It is so much cheaper and so much more effective. But if you don't allow that to be controlled, then those local communities are the ones that are on the hook under the Clean Water Act. They're the ones that have to pay the fines.
The Senate so far has shown little interest in Fine's bill, but the Florida League of Cities remains on high alert. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.